Hello and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm joined by one of my bestest friends, Caden Brooks, as we rejoin and we discuss 1 year of COVID and just how much it has changed our lives. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. All right, hello guys, welcome back to the podcast, episode 41. As I mentioned in the intro, I am joined by Caden.
What's up, everyone?
And we are going to discuss how it's been 1 year since COVID impacted the entire world. We're just going to talk about how it impacted our lives and how much it's changed our lives and how little or how much. So let's just get started. So by the time this episode goes up, it'll probably be the 14th of March, I believe, which that's right around the 1 year for us. That's when it impacted AZ. So, I mean, let's see. What were your initial thoughts when all this began? So, like, the last week of school and, like, stuff like that.
Honestly, if I'm being honest, okay. I've said honest twice here. So, that means I'm really, really telling the truth here. I was kind of glad to go away from Marana. Well, smooth brain, guys. This is what it feels like to have a smooth brain moment. It's very awkward. Well, I guess I was kind of glad. I've been homeschooled before, so I was kind of used to it. And I guess I didn't have to be around the stupidity of others. Not to sound mean, because it does sound mean, but I didn't like being in that environment as much. The only thing I did like was being around my friends, so that was pretty much the only thing I missed.
That and you actually get to get out of the house.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, and then pretty much on my last week of school, I was recovering from, like, the worst sickness I had ever had in my life, and so much so to the point where I got it in, like, late February, and I didn't fully recover till, like, mid-March. Like, I remember I felt better, but, like, that whole last week of school, I was literally, like, just barely hanging on, just trying to recover, and I was just very weak and very tired. So I remember just thinking everybody was bragging about how this was going to be an extended spring break, and I was just super excited because Call of Duty Warzone had come out
that same week,
and I'm like, okay, spring break's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, we get the notification that the school is getting the extended spring break. You can't see me right now, but I'm doing air quotes as I say, extended spring break. And then it slowly turned into, we are not going back to school until after Easter, which if that would have been the case, we would have gone back to school after an entire month of being off. So that would have been insane.
Yeah.
And then in either late March or early April, we got the notification that school had been canceled for the rest of the year. So, boom. Last quarter of senior year, right out the window.
Kind of. They did, like, online learning, but it was kind of a joke if you already had good grades.
It was a joke, yeah.
Because if you had a C or higher, like, you could not do anything because they weren't going to lower your grade, so...
They were only going to raise your grade.
Yeah, and... Yeah, basically, me and Mike didn't really do much.
Yep, because we were good kids. Ironically, though, had that not have happened, I remember I was really nervous that whole week because I did really bad on a test and I didn't want to drop my grade because it was a huge math test and I had the potential to potentially drop me down to a failing grade. So COVID kind of saved me from that. So if that didn't happen, I don't think I would have graduated on time, which is very bad. Make sure you study. I did not. But I also remember that last week of school, I was just cramming a bunch of projects. I had a forensics project that was, like, multi-layered. Like, I had to do a bunch of different stuff.
Oh.
I remember I was just doing it all the night before. Because I'm a procrastinator, not much has really changed. But nonetheless, I got it done. And I just remember being exhausted because I was burning the midnight oil and everything. And I was just very tired.
One thing I was glad about, though, when I first came to the school was that I had just joined. I had joined halfway through the year. So it's weird. Since I was homeschooled, I did my science project the year before junior year. And then I basically had one every year, actually.
Oh, really? You have one every year?
Yeah, except only once high school started. I had one, like, 9th and 10th. And then I did mine for 11th already within the first the semester. And then I had joined the school during the second semester, so I skipped out on having to do two science projects that year, basically. So I was kind of like,
oh, yes, yeah, geez. I remember I was mad because I had to do two science projects that I had to do a junior year, even though I had already done it. Did I do it sophomore year or freshman year? I can't really remember, but I do remember being mad that I had to do it again, because I'm like, really? Like, I was only told I had to do it once.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I just took an old... I took an old science project that I did. Or, wait. Oh, wait a minute. No, yeah, we did back-to-back science projects because I did it junior year, and I had to do it senior year, and I was mad because I already had it. I only had to do it once, but because forensics was like a junior-senior class, we had to do the science project. So, I mean, what are they going to do now? Punish me? I just took the project from last year and I copied and pasted, and I had no idea how I got so lucky. Because I was going to try and do some, like, big, like, grand, like, project, like, to kind of, like, do something different. But I ultimately realized that I did not have enough time or money to do the type of project that I wanted to. So I was under the gun, and I looked through my Google Docs, and I saw that I still had all my stuff from, thank God I never deleted any of it. I had my old science project. I just updated some of the... I technically did the same project, but I did go back and I looked to see if I could update that information. And I did. I updated the information. And yeah, I still somehow managed to get an A. And they were none the wiser. But do not do that either. That's what happens when you procrastinate.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah, sounds good. Like, I was super nervous. I'm like, God, I really hope they don't know. Or I really hope my science teacher from last year doesn't, like, come up and see mine and be like, didn't you do that last year?
But nope, they probably don't even care. They just don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do remember, honestly, at first, the extended spring break was just, it was just weird. Because we had heard about COVID and everything. Because in my government class, we were talking about COVID, like, right when the class started, like, in January. And we got our daily updates on the coronavirus and everything. And then I do remember the really, like, creepy day where it was, like, late February. And it was like, COVID hitting the U.S. is, like, inevitable. And we're going to be hit hard. And I was like, oh, crap. And then 2 weeks later, spring break rolls around. We're talked about how we're going to get an extended spring break because of COVID and everything. And then I remember vividly coming home. I dropped my backpack in my loft, and I turned on the TV, and I saw that Times Square was just completely empty. Like, it was really creepy. It was, like, straight out of a movie, like, post-apocalyptic type thing. And I was just talking about just how the world was ending and the world was shutting down and everything. And I was just like, oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I remember when everyone was so naive about all this. Like, we honestly thought that this was, like, a quick problem that we could, like, wrap up in, like, 3-4 months. I'd be like, okay, we're going to be done by summer. We'll be fine.
Well, honestly, I think this whole thing's gone on long enough now that we could probably go back to normal. Kind of dragging it on a little bit.
I mean, we kind of are, but I mean, we're not out of the woods yet, but still, I mean, we still got a long ways to go, but at least cases are starting to go down, and with the vaccine and everything, hopefully things go back to normal. I mean, to be honest, my life really hasn't been that different. Really, the only difference is I need to wear a mask, and the only thing that I'm really missing out on is I miss going to the movies.
Well, the movies are open, though.
Well, yeah, but, like, your heart... Yeah, that they're slowly starting to bring new movies back out in the theaters. But, I mean... I don't know. We could witness the death of movie theaters, which I hope never happens, but...
It'd be like Blockbuster.
It might. Speaking of which, there's a Blockbuster documentary coming out on Netflix. I can't wait to watch that. It's coming out on Monday.
Dude, streaming platforms are the new big thing.
I mean, yeah, good on the streaming platforms for making a bunch of money.
What's going to be after that, though? Can you even top that? Like, on-demand?
I don't think you can top it, but it's funny. Everybody, I said this even back when I was like 11, 12 years old. Like, I said, like, watch, everybody's going to be switching to streaming, and then it's just going to end up like cable again, to where it's either as expensive or more expensive, and we're just going to be back in the same boat. And that's exactly what happens. There have been, like, reports that, like, people are spending, like, close to, like, over $100-something a month just for their streaming platforms.
What streaming platform?
Well, Netflix is the most expensive right now, with $14 a month. Then you have Hulu, which I don't know how much Hulu is.
I think it's like $7.
And then it's more if you want Hulu Plus without ads and stuff. Disney Plus bumped up their price to $8 instead of, $7 instead of $6.
That's not
that bad. Well, because it's just like, a bunch of shows are coming out on streaming platforms, but they're like, if you want to watch this show, you need to get Paramount Plus and HBO Max and Hulu and Disney Plus and Prime Video.
Well, did you see Disney Plus is giving away Hulu Plus, Disney Plus, and
ESPN Plus?
Yeah, ESPN.
Yeah, a lot of them are thinking, are they going to do bundles? But a lot of them are wondering if the bundles are just going to be all within the same company, since Hulu is owned by Disney. Same thing with ESPN. And then a lot of people are wondering if, like, maybe the studios will, like, collab and, like, do, like, you can get Disney Plus with HBO Max and all this different kind of stuff. I don't know, it's curious. I mean, I kind of have a feeling that theaters are definitely going to go down a little bit. I honestly don't know when we'll ever see theaters back to 100% normal. But I mean, I really hope that they don't go away, because I mean, like, as much as people can talk crap about movie theaters, I mean, I think that there's like a huge difference between watching it at home and seeing it in the theater.
Yeah, especially for like a pre-release.
And I'm not saying, like, I don't go to the movies, like, every single week, but there are just some movies you have to actually go see in the theater. Like, I mean, I'll obviously always go see a Marvel movie in the theater, because it's just an experience. I mean, you get your popcorn, you get your soda, you see the smell of popcorn, you're looking at all the posters and stuff, and then you sit in that dark room and a big screen and awesome surround sound.
And enjoy it.
I don't know, there's really not that much like it. There are some movies that I did wish I got to see in theaters, but I didn't. I really wanted to see 1917 in theaters, but I never got to.
Yeah, but I've never seen 1917.
It's really good. Josh actually got it for me as a graduation present. It's a great movie, but I could already tell. I'm like, dude, this is one of those movies that was made for a theater experience. Because it was really good.
I bet.
Anyways, getting off topic here. But yeah, everything was pretty much normal. Just played a lot of Call of Duty, and I mean, I don't know how much detail we can really go into this, because, I mean, we've gone into detail about it in previous episodes, but all we can really say is that not a whole lot's changed in the years past. Maybe the only thing is we graduated high school, we're now in the college years of our lives. We either have jobs or are trying to get jobs. Josh is the only one out of the three of us that has them.
And I guess I'm turning 18.
And that is also true. Caden is about to turn 18.
We did go to Dave & Buster's yesterday.
Yep.
That was fun.
That was extremely fun. And that was my first time going to a Dave & Buster's, so that was quite the experience.
Yep, got to bring him along.
I definitely wish they made more, or at least ones that were, like, closer to us.
Well, that's not that bad. It's only 30 minutes away.
Yeah, I know, but, like, still, it'd be cool if, like, they opened one, like, I don't know, like, in the pavilions or something.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Ever notice how a Dave and Buster's is always right next to the movie theater?
Yeah.
I think that's intentional.
Well, hey, you can watch a movie and then go eat dinner and play games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it could be an opportunity. You could make a Dave and Buster's right by Harkins.
Yeah, or you could go eat, play games, and then watch a movie.
Yeah, like, who doesn't want to do that? It's awesome. I honestly thought the games were better, even though we only stuck to, like, 2-3 games.
Yeah, we only played this Marvel fighting game that gave you cards every time.
Yeah, they gave us trading cards. I ended up with 23 of those cards. Caden got 30.
Yeah, and then...
I forgot how much Josh got.
I think Josh had the same...
I don't know, because he didn't play as much as we...
Yeah,
no, actually, he played different stuff. But, I mean, we did too, but for the majority of the time, we just sat there, like... Well, it was funny because everyone else blew through their points. We didn't because we waited for so long. So.
Yeah, we waited.
So I found it funny that your parents just stood there and watched us as we just kept running through it, just trying to get more coins.
Yeah, Connect Four Hoops. That was fun.
That was fun. So if you guys are wondering what that is, essentially it's Connect Four. But in order to do it, you have to shoot a basketball into the column. So you just keep shooting until you actually make it in. So it really makes it a lot more difficult, especially if you miss your shots, which I was because they were bouncing out of the columns. So I had to figure out how to do it just right without it bouncing. But other than that, I was accurate. It just pissed me off how it would just bounce into the column to the left or the right. I was like, no. I had to like hit it dead on in the middle. I couldn't.
Yeah, it's annoying. If it bounces, it's like it's done with. You're not making it in that column.
No, but Caden was unstoppable in the Marvel game because he was just unleashing combos left and right, and we could not do anything about it.
The trick is to overwhelm your opponent.
That is the trick.
Never let him have a moment.
Yeah, never let me breathe. Yeah.
Yeah. And then hopefully by the end of that, they're knocked out.
Yeah, you gotta hope, right? And then, really, that's all that's really been going on as far as TV shows go. I mean...
Mandalorian.
I mean, there's Mandalorian. Marvel's doing their stuff now with Disney Plus, which I love. WandaVision is insane. And then, not this week, but next Friday, we'll be getting Falcon and Winter Soldier, which I am super excited to watch that show. That's definitely going to be very good. It's going to be an action adventure spy type thriller, which I'm super excited for that. I honestly thought I wasn't going to like WandaVision, but I ended up really liking it. And I went from someone who didn't really care about Scarlet Witch too much to someone who was really curious to see where her character's going to go. Which, Caden, you really need to start watching because it's insane.
Alright, I'll have to check it out.
It's really good. First three episodes are pretty hard to get into, but you're a pretty patient person, so you shouldn't have no problem.
Yeah, no, I can usually watch stuff.
It's just be prepared. The first three episodes are, like, really confusing, and then after that, it's just pretty much easygoing after that.
Well, it can't be more confusing than Tenet or Inception.
Did you watch Tenet? I want to watch Tenet. Dude, was it good?
Tenet is so confusing, it's not even funny. My brain was, like, toast by
really?
The end of
even
that
more
movie.
Confusing than Inception?
Yeah, it's, like, oh my gosh, dude. Imagine going forwards and backwards in time, and then in the backwards time, you go backwards, and then forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards. And they keep doing that, and then, so in the backwards time, it's not really, like, going back in time, it's more of, like, moving in reverse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I watched a reverse fight scene, which was cool.
Oh, yeah, from that movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's weird how they explained it.
Where'd you watch it? Did you rent it or something?
Yeah, we got it on Redbox.
Yeah, I really want to watch it because I love Christopher Nolan's movies. I think he does a great job with it. Yeah, his Inception gets really trippy, especially when it gets to, like, the multi-layered
dreams and stuff.
They have
No, but that sounds interesting, because, like, that's the one thing that I missed. Is it, like, an 800 number or something?
954. Deerfield, Florida.
Yeah, just ignore it, yeah. Alright, sorry, guys. We had a little bit of a tech issue. But, yeah, I've really been wanting to see Tenet.
I mean, it was. I thought it was good. I liked it. But
I hear a lot of. I hear good things about it. The only problem I've been hearing about it is that the dialogue is really hard to hear.
No, I don't think the dialogue's hard to hear.
See, like, I've been hearing, like, a bunch of mixed things about that. Like, I've been hearing that it's good, but I've just been hearing a lot of mixed things that the dialogue is really hard to hear and that you really can't hear the characters. I don't know. I guess it's just some of what you're listening to it with. I don't know. But I definitely want to see it. Love Christopher Nolan. I love Inception. He has another really good one called The Prestige, which is about magicians.
Oh, I might like that.
He did the Dark Knight trilogy, of course, which I love, which next to the original Star Wars trilogy, that's probably my second favorite movie trilogy. He has a lot of good ones. There's another really good one called Insomnia. That's like his third movie. Yeah, that's his third movie. And it's kind of like this cop drama, but this cop who has insomnia and he can't really sleep. So that's an interesting one. There's another interesting one. I forgot what his first film was called, but his second film is called Memento, and it's about a guy who has short-term memory loss, but he was, like, involved in, like, some sort of, like, mystery or, like, crime or whatever. But to remember things, he literally writes down evidence or, like, tapes it to his body so, like, he never forgets. And that's really interesting how that works. There's, like, some really innovative scenes. Like, there's a chase scene, but he has to constantly remember that he's being chased because he forgets. So he's, like, constantly trying to remember who's good, who's bad and stuff. So it's a really interesting concept. That's a good one. And then Prestige has Christian Bale and Hugh Jackman, and it takes place in, like, the 1800s during, like, Edison and, like, Nikola Tesla and stuff. And it's all about magicians and who's the best magician. And that's pretty cool. It's kind of like Inception and stuff. One of the things that I love about his movies is that they make you think. And then, yeah, he has a lot of good ones. I mean, Interstellar is a really good one. He did Dunkirk, which I haven't seen, but I hear great things about it. Yeah, he just does a lot of good films. Yeah, that's pretty much the movies I want to see. I really only want to see Tenet. And then other than that, I've just been enjoying all the Marvel projects. I haven't really been binging a whole lot of TV, though. Aside from WandaVision.
I haven't been watching anything really either. I've just been playing Warzone and stuff. So.
And then I've mainly just been writing and then just watching movies. I really don't watch a whole lot of TV. I just happen to find movies a little more entertaining.
Yeah. I like movies more than shows, actually, too. Shows are, like, it has to be a certain show for me to binge it.
Yeah, it does for me, too. I mean, I'm not really picky. I don't know about you, if you're...
I don't know. If it's in a certain genre, I'll usually watch it.
Yeah, I'm not really too picky about my genres. I mean, as long as something has a good story, I mean, I'm fine. But, like, I typically, like... stories that have action and adventure. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy like character like drama films like type stuff, but I mean the sort of stuff that I like movies that like kind of take you like out of like reality and kind of just I don't know, let you have fun. And then same thing with TV shows. I mean, I'll watch like superhero TV shows and stuff, even though I stopped watching. I mean, I've been on again, off again with The Flash. I stopped watching The Flash just because it got too repetitive for me.
Yeah, Flash kind of got worse over time.
Yeah.
So did the Green Arrow.
I don't think it got worse in terms of cast. I mean, I love the cast in that show. I just think it got boring in terms of story. Because, like, honestly, like, I mean, superhero, like, TV shows are kind of like a double-edged sword. Because with the TV show version, you can kind of, like, expand, like, the storylines in ways that, like, movies can't.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like you're spending time with a character over a greater period of time, and you can kind of flesh it out and have room for, like, all these different types of villains. Whereas a movie, it's like, no, we have to tell this specific story with these specific villains and things stuff like that.
Yeah, and TV sometimes shows it feels rushed.
It does feel rushed. Which is funny, because you wouldn't think that it'd be rushed, because they can just tell multiple stories over the course of a grand story that they can make up over the course of a season, or multiple seasons.
Yeah, or they can drag it out too long.
And it's, like, really dumb, because it's like, dude, it's a comic book. So, like, there's there's millions of comic books for you to pull from. So, like, really, you shouldn't be struggling this bad to come up with ideas. But I don't know. I've never run a television series, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
But...
Well, with things like Netflix, you're not really bound to, like, a certain upload schedule. You can just do it whenever.
I actually kind of like that Disney Plus does the weekly schedule instead of just binging it all at once.
Yeah.
Because I like how they leave you anticipating, like, what's going to happen next.
And yeah, but even then, they could do, like, a... Like, they probably already have all the episodes made, and then they don't say, like, oh, hey, we're going to start releasing until they're done with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just like how it's, like... I like how they're taking it back to, like, the TV roots, like, to where we had to wait, like, another week for a new installment. So, like, they give you a week to just... sit with everything that's happened. They allow you to talk with people about it. That's one of the main things that I've been loving about the Marvel TV shows. Is like, obviously we had like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and like shows like that, but like this is, as I was telling Caden, like WandaVision is the first show in the MCU that actually like directly affects like the movies, and they're actually going to be more of a focus, and it's just been really cool to watch what they're doing. I mean, WandaVision was not anything I'd expect it to be. I honestly thought it was going to be a little ridiculous. But then again, I thought that with a lot of Marvel's projects, I thought that with Guardians of the Galaxy, I thought that with Ant-Man, because I thought they couldn't pull off a character like that. But, I mean, and then with Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm like, I don't think they're going to be able to pull off characters that people barely know. And then look at them now. They're, like, super popular. I don't know. Marvel never really fails to disappoint. I'm super excited for the Star Wars shows that'll come out. Got the Boba Fett show coming out in December. Super excited to see that. A little bummed that that had to take the place of Mandalorian Season 3. So Mandalorian Season 3 got pushed to 2022. But it is what it is. And then I'm mainly just excited to see more Marvel shows, because I like how comic book movies now are starting to like break out of their box. Like, they're not like just comic book movies anymore.
No.
Like, you could tell a comic book story, but it can be like a different type of film each time. Like, you can tell one that's like a horror movie or an action movie or a spy movie, like what have you. So like, I can tell that like WandaVision kind of had a mix of like fantasy, horror, suspense type thing, which I really loved.
Yeah.
And then Winter Soldier is definitely going to be like more like a spy movie. I could definitely tell it's going to be like James Bond and stuff. And then, yeah, we got more shows coming. We got the Loki show, which I'm very curious to see what that's going to be like. We got Hawkeye, which I'm actually really excited to see that. That's coming out in, I believe, either November or December. I don't know, but I'm really excited for that. As far as movies go, the Black Widow movie is finally going to be coming out in May, when it was supposed to come out in May last year. So I'm curious to see. That was what was going to kick off Phase 4, but it ended up being WandaVision kicking it off. So I wonder if anything got messed up, if there's going to be like any spoilers, because everything's a little thrown off. And then we got Shang-Chi and the Masters of the Ten Rings, which I have no idea what that's about. So I honestly like it when I go into a Marvel movie not knowing that much about the character, because I was like that with Captain Marvel. The Eternals, which is kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. They're not like Guardians of the Galaxy, but they're like Space Avengers, essentially. And then we get Spider-Man in December. Which, fingers crossed, it's a live-action Spider-Verse. I would love that. And
yeah, that sounds kind of cool, but live-action's kind of hit or miss.
I think they could do it. I mean, look at Infinity War, for example. I mean, if you try explaining that to somebody, they'll think, like, oh, well, how does a movie like that even work? Like, when you got so many different characters, like, coming in.
Yeah. I mean,
if anybody could make it work with... If anybody can make a story with multiple characters work, I mean, it is Marvel.
Yeah.
Now, if it was, like, some random studio, I don't know if they could do it, but I think Marvel can do it. Marvel can take their stories in awesome different directions. It's just, it's a bummer. I'm going to miss the original people, especially Iron Man. I kind of wish we got more with Iron Man.
Yeah, I feel like Iron Man didn't get a lot of story.
Well, I feel like he did, but, like, my only problem is, like, I don't like how, like, now we're getting, like, the newer characters that people have been waiting for so long, but now by the time they show up, like, all the original characters are gonna be, like, gone. Like, for instance, like, I wanted to see Spider-Man interact with, like, more of the Avengers. Which, I mean, he's going to, but I kind of wanted to see him interact more with, like, Captain America. Or, like, I wanted the X-Men to meet the Avengers or whatever. That'd be really cool. I would have liked that. And then, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Just TV shows, movies.
Oh yeah, Minecraft.
Minecraft, Caden's channel is kind of blowing up. Go check it out, Enhanced Talks. He's at 69 subs.
Yes, help him please. Get past I don't want to be at 69, please.
We could already see the memes.
Ugh, if I see any memes of that, no shoutouts.
And then, let's see. And then, both of our YouTube channels are kind of, not dead, but we just haven't been active on them.
Yeah, I haven't posted a video in like 2 months. I'm getting ready to.
I just haven't felt like posting, and I don't think I have anything worth posting, so that's pretty much why. Not a whole lot has been going on.
Well, if I'm being honest, the video that blew up on my channel and got me most of my subs, or pretty much all of them, I didn't feel like posting either.
Yeah, and that was your Minecraft video?
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was worth it, really. I was actually going to delete it, and I was like, nah, I'm gonna.
Which, it came as a surprise to all of us.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. Because I was literally getting like 7 views at most.
I didn't notice it until I went on to, I was looking at my channel, and then I go to the Earth's Mightiest Nerds section that I have on my channel. And then I look at Caden, and I'm like, holy crap, his subs went up. He just went from 26 to 40. How did he do that? And then I look at the video, and it was at 1,000 views, and I was like,
yeah, I didn't even know the video was doing that well until Mike told me. I wasn't even paying attention.
I'm like, dude, you gotta look at this. Yeah. And then we just kept, I kept looking every single day. And again, they kept growing in both views and subs.
Yeah, it has kind of slowed down a little bit, though.
It slowed down, but it's still been consistent over the course of 2 months, keep in mind. So yeah. He has a video that's consistently, that's like his nest egg, almost. It's kind of like just
keeping
your channel alive while you're gone.
Yeah, it's my Corey Kenshin of, It's like the Corey Kenshin leave. He leaves for 9 months and then comes back and he's got 1 million more subs.
Yep. Wish I had that kind of power. Alright guys, well that concludes this week's episode. As always, I appreciate each and every single one of you take the time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. Thanks for hearing us rant. As always, feel free to check out what we do. Caden, where can they find you on the internet?
Enhanced Fox for pretty much all my socials. And some of them have YT afterwards, but
help him reach 100 subs by June, everyone. Come on, we can do it.
Yes.
And you guys can find me at MagFilmsLTD pretty much everywhere, on YouTube, on Instagram, and even on my Twitter, which I don't use that much, but whatever. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I appreciate each and every single one of you. And as always, take care.